Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with our next guest. Tova Perlmutter is from the group Progress Michigan. We've been wanting to talk with Tova. How are you?
Good morning. I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you.
What is Progress Michigan?
Well, actually, I want to clarify. Progress Michigan helps my organization get our communications out, but I'm with the Sugar Law Center for Economic and Social Justice, and we are the nonprofit law firm that has brought the lawsuit challenging the emergency manager law as unconstitutional, unfair, and wrong.
Where are you based out of?
We're based in Detroit.
Okay. Now, tell us about this response file challenging the Snyder Supreme Court request.
Sure. Well, for any of your listeners who may not realize, this lawsuit was filed back in June, and it's been proceeding through the normal judicial system. And in August, the governor suddenly decided that he wanted to try to move it directly to the Supreme Court. And he used a very, very rare and odd procedure that's only been used a few times to try to request that the Supreme Court take it immediately and remove it from the trial court. We think that's a bad idea, and we've filed our response explaining that doing this would deny our clients and essentially the citizens of the state their right to due process and the appropriate facts in the case that can only be really explored at the trial court level.
You wonder what would happen if, in some instances, these emergency financial managers weren't put into place because, as you know, there are lots of municipalities where there are challenges and they need immediate help.
Well, it's our contention that emergency managers are not the help they need. There's no evidence that emergency managers can make better decisions. And in fact, the decisions that they make are unaccountable, don't involve public input or public deliberation, which is the essence of democracy. And so if there are communities that have not had them put in place, I think that's maintaining democracy and local control over local affairs, which is a deeply important principle in our society. On the other hand, there's no evidence that the governor has hesitated in any way to impose these unaccountable bureaucrats everywhere that he wants to. So we think that the request to accelerate the lawsuit is really about wanting to just get his way and ignore the facts.
All right. From your legal perspective, I understand your argument, but for, say, a struggling entity like the city of Pontiac, if they've been failing and failing for years and years, and the state is pumping state dollars in to a community like that, and they've shown no ability to govern themselves, what's supposed to happen?
Well, I would really, really question the premise there, Tony, where you said that the state has been pumping dollars and dollars in. In fact, the state's revenue sharing has been drastically cut back, and by imposing an emergency manager, actually, the state requires the local community to pay for all the costs that that emergency manager racks up. So, for example, I know you asked about Pontiac, but I think it's very notable that the Detroit Public Schools emergency manager just bought himself a $40,000 car on the Detroit taxpayers' dime. The state isn't paying for any of these costs that the emergency managers impose, and in fact, that's part of our lawsuit.
So, is what you're saying basically is the situation will work itself out via election or some other process?
Well, I think there's obviously challenges, but these challenges were not created by having too much democracy. These challenges were created by an economy that's faltering all over the country. And policy decisions that reduce the help that struggling cities get at a time when cities are losing population. These are structural problems, and they can't be fixed by bringing in some magic technocrat who is supposed to have all the solutions. The solutions that the emergency managers use all involve cutting, 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 and removing services and often nullifying union contracts, which are an important part of our society's basic framework.
Tova, from your perspective, do you think that the governor and his administration is using this as just a way to extend their power and control?
I do. I would like to believe that, and, you know, let's try to give people the most generous reading of their motives. You know, people are trying to struggle with these things. Whatever the motives may be, the outcome and the result of this law is a result that takes power and takes resources away from those who are the neediest, and frankly maintains the control and the profits of corporations and private entities. So whatever the motivation may be, the outcome is what I'm concerned with, and the outcome is that local citizens don't have input and don't get to have accountability from the person who is making decisions for them. That's not democracy. That's wrong.
Tova Perlmutter is the is with the Sugar Law Center. Their response filed challenging Governor Rick Snyder's Supreme Court request. What's next?
Well, we're waiting to see what the Supreme Court will do. We've asked for oral arguments because, again, part of our contention is that hasty decisions made behind closed doors are not the essence of what we do in America. And so we've asked to go before the Supreme Court and discuss further what the reasons are that they shouldn't immediately accept it. In the meantime, though, the judge at the trial court level is proceeding to handle the case, and both the state's lawyers and ours are bringing forth the facts that we think are key to making the case and ensuring an appropriate and just decision.
All right, Tova, stay in touch with us. We'd like to keep informing our listeners about this case. Thank you so much.
Thank you.